This is episode 1107. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to our final episode in our seven-part series on peace. If you've been following along this week, you've been discovering peace meditation techniques to take into your meditation. If you haven't been following along this week and you're just joining us, no worries. These episodes don't follow any kind of sequence. You can listen to any episode at any time, and you are in the right place. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. So, as I mentioned, it's all about peace this week. And your technique today is a peace meditation. It's an inner peace meditation. At the very beginning of the episode, we focused on inner peace, and the techniques had to do with feeling settled and peaceful within yourself and actively engaging yourself in peace, not relying on peace to suddenly descend upon you, to create the peace you seek within yourself. And then throughout the week, towards the latter part of the series, we explored peace all around you, peace in your world and your environment, sharing peace with others. So today it's going to be about reflection. And so you're going to draw out again your inner peace, because it really starts with you. And it also has to do with you sharing your peace. And that doesn't mean that you have to always be peaceful. You can never get mad or upset. You're going to experience the full range of emotions we all experience. You're going to be triggered by stress. I want to mention this to you because a lot of people tell me, after they've been meditating for some time, they're new to meditation, they start meditating and building a ritual, and then they'll say, you know, this meditation business doesn't seem to be working for me because I'm still triggered by stress. I lost my temper. I still get angry. I still feel resentful. Well, that is fine, because you are human. You're having human experiences. What you'll notice as you focus on your meditation ritual and you meditate consistently is that you'll notice you're still triggered by stress. But when you meditate, you're able to calm yourself much more quickly. So instead of hanging on to anger or resentment for days, weeks, months, or even years, you realize that you're angry or you're upset or you're sad, whatever you're experiencing, and then you process it in a much better way. So you're able to center yourself much more quickly. So don't feel as though your meditation isn't working for you, you're focusing on peace, but you're still not feeling so peaceful. Keep working on this. It takes practice. It does take consistency. So whether you're seated meditating, closing your eyes, sitting in stillness as you do these techniques, or whether you're walking around, listening to this podcast as you do other errands, or maybe you're getting ready to drift off to sleep, it's all good. Honor the journey. Honor where you are. Know that you are a work in progress, and evolve at your own pace. So this is very important, because you can do this and peace is within you. So draw it out, and as you sit down and meditate today, focus on what worked for you this week. What techniques really helped you to feel at peace? Maybe it was the affirmation or the breathing technique or the mudra or the chakra or the visualization. Or if you're just joining us, think about what you do that helps you to feel more at peace. Maybe when you talk to somebody who uplifts you, or you go for a walk in nature, or maybe even if you take a nap, become aware of your peace anchors, what anchors you to peace. And then pull from these peace anchors when you do feel triggered by stress. They become little peace retreats. So as you're seated or walking, think about, visualize yourself feeling at peace in the way that works best for you. And as you do this, notice what doesn't work so well for you. It may even be something that surprises you. Maybe you thought that if you talked to someone, you'd feel more at peace, but they really didn't make you feel at peace. When you notice what doesn't work, chances are you're going to notice that anything outside of yourself is not likely to cultivate that peace you can pull from when you need it most. That peace that sustains you will come from you cultivating it within yourself. So notice what works well for you, what your peace anchors are, and what doesn't work so well for you. This awareness, this reflection will empower you. And it's important insight to help you as you grow on your peace journey. So take these reflection questions into your meditation, into your day. And if you like to be guided, you want a little more, I offer a subscription meditation site over at my website, which will soon become an app very soon, within the month. And there you get access to over 1,000 meditations. They're half-hour guided meditations. You can break off at the 15-minute point. And you can start right where the meditation starts, or you can also listen to the meditation insight and context that I share before each meditation. So you can jump ahead to get the straight meditation if you want. And you also get a slowdown guide with all the techniques listed for you. So you don't have to remember what was that breathing technique or what was the affirmation for that peace series. You can just pull it up and it's right there for you. And you get a journal. So this week's journal is a peace journal. You also get access to a private Facebook group. So this is a way for you to explore meditation more deeply if that's what you're looking for. For now, go into your meditation, reflecting on peace within you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.